More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah.
Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances. Finessing on them with some counterfeits, but now I'm counting this. Parmesan with my accountant lives. In fact, I'm down in this. You say with my boo, babe, tastes like Kool-Aid for the
1017 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Look, we got guests. We got Derek Harris, Director of Security down at the lakefront at Summerfest, on the Summerfest grounds. And look, it's job season.
Yes.
Jobs.summerfest.com. I need y'all to go to the website and get registered. 16 and up, starting at $16 an hour. But there's a twist this year on the lakefront. Juneteenth is going to be held at the Summerfest grounds.
Yeah, so the traditional...
What's happening then?
Yeah, so the traditional Juneteenth celebration will continue as usual.
Right.
But we partnered
during
with...
During the day.
Yes, during the day. But we partnered with Northcott this year. So after the celebration, we're telling everybody to come down to the Summerfest grounds and... join in, continue the celebration for Juneteenth at obviously Henry Meyer Festival Park.
Why was there a need to have the after party, the after effect of the day? You know, because we have the parade on Martin Luther King Drive, we do all of that, and the community comes out for that. But what was the need to after 4? Because it shut down at 4 to 4:30 or whatever. What is the need for the extra? Because this is the first time, and we're excited. You know, we're excited because we're starting to hear acts that are coming, you know, for the Juneteenth celebration down there at the Summerfest grounds. But, you know, this is new. Why is that? Was that the need for to have the Juneteenth on the Summerfest grounds?
Well, I think it just keeps doing what Summerfest we do. We have many cultural festivals down there.
Yes.
The dates lined up, Juneteenth, our first day of Summerfest, just a natural partnership to have everybody come enjoy the festival, especially from the African-American community. I think a lot of people don't come down because they don't think there's things down there for them to do, but there is.
Right.
The acts are broad and diverse. You just the lineups changes every day. If whatever type of music you like, you're gonna find it on one of the stages during Summerfest.
It's sounding powerful.
Yeah, like I mean, for me, you're gonna see me at Isley Brothers. I'm gonna bounce over the Bone.
Yeah,
I'm gonna bounce over the Bone Thugs and Harmony.
I'm trying to tell you, it seems like now that Juneteenth has become a federal holiday. Then we get it down on the lakefront. Now all we need is the fireworks.
Hold on, definitely.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I mean, because you know, I guess one thing at a time. I guess you know, but
so Big Bang is always the first day of Summerfest. So you're gonna get fireworks. So yeah, you're gonna have it all.
Well, I'll say this. You know, I'll say this. I am definitely excited for these opportunities for people to get their jobs, get to be able to have the young people and the elders and everybody that apply to have to be down at Summerfest. On the grounds, and many times when we talk about our community being involved, this is how we get involved. You know, coming down, participating, being a part of the festivities down at the lakefront, signing our children up, making sure that they fill out the applications so they can have a job, so they can be in a space where they can enjoy some of the benefits of being down there at the lakefront.
Most definitely. And I forgot to mention also for anybody coming Saturday, you get a free Summerfest general admission ticket. So you'll be working, but you can give that to somebody else so they can come down on June 19th and enjoy it. Plus, we give tickets out to our employees as part of their package when they first start. So you can definitely get your friends and family to come down and enjoy one of the 3 weekends down at the Summerfest grounds. I mean, it's a beautiful lake. It's a beautiful scenery. I mean, why would you not come down?
Hey, look, I never understood it. You know, we have beautiful festivals. Beautiful. And now you got Summerfest where you're going to have, you know, security, you're going to have food, you're going to have entertainment. You can bring the whole family. And not only that, bringing the whole family, some family members might be working down there. If you call or go to jobs.summerfest.com, you may come and bring the whole family and see some family members working down at the lakefront. Once again, we got Derek Harris in studio. We're talking jobs today, jobs down at the lakefront at Summerfest during the festival season. Please let a family member know. Do not listen to this show today without going and talking to family members and making sure that they apply. Once again, that's jobs.summerfest.com. Hey, anything else you want to say before we get out of here?
No, just go out and apply. And I think everyone that applies and gets the job will love the experience. So I encourage you to tell everyone that's looking for a part-time job this summer. We have very flexible schedules to come check us out.
All right. Thank you for coming through, Derek.
All right.
God bless you. Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Thank you very much.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Seven the Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. Look, we got a lot of guests coming through the studio. Salute to Derek Harris, Director of Security, for coming through. Jobs.summerfest.com. If you need to find out more information on the jobs, go to that website. Get your friends and family involved. That's powerful now, but we got another guest in the studio. We got Maddie Day, Program Director of 1MKE, sponsor of the Tory Lowe Community Cleanup. What's happening?
I'm doing good. How are you, Tory?
Maddie Day. Hey, look, let me tell you something. Thank you for the sponsorship of the cleanup. Why was it important to sponsor the cleanup this year?
We're a newer organization, and so we just want to get out in the community. And, you know, that means doing things like this and getting our name out, but it also means going and cleaning up trash with a bunch
right.
of people.
And working together and networking
yeah,
as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I tell people it's powerful because I tell people you got to be a servant when it comes to community. And what better way to serve than a bunch of people getting out, making a difference in communities? It's spring cleaning.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. And when you're like actually on the ground in neighborhoods and stuff, that's when you can really identify what's kind of going on and what people are looking to improve in their communities.
Now, what is 1MKE? What is it all about?
Yeah. We're a new organization, like I said. We're a coalition that was made on behalf of Mayor Johnson and the Milwaukee Public Library with about over 80 coalition members, which are all local organizations who just believe that they want to see more civic engagement and stronger community in our city. And we believe that when more people are exposed to the different resources they have, the different benefits that are available to them, they'll be more likely to vote, more likely to go to town halls,
right.
more likely to interact with their government, with their neighbors, all of that.
I agree. In your experience, what does authentic coalition building feel like when it's going well?
I think it, you know, we really try to focus on these four pillars of leadership, knowledge, skills, and connection. And when coalition work is going well, it really means that community building is happening with a lot of your partners. And so it really means that you have the skills to improve your neighborhood. You've got the knowledge to help other people out around you. You feel strong enough in your leadership that you want to go out and support other people and start to kind of make a movement. And you feel closer, you feel that connection with the people around you. So you want to all work together to kind of create something greater than yourself.
And how long has 1MKE been around?
We started in 2024, Juneteenth, actually, of 2024. Okay. So our main goal was to...
So fairly new.
Yeah, yeah. It hasn't even been a year yet. Our main goal was to kind of work around the national election. And yeah, we got funding to continue through 2025 now as well, which is exciting.
What are the successes and milestones that y'all have achieved so far in this 1 year?
I would say the biggest one, it's, you know, isn't necessarily just just from us, but we've had some record turnouts for voting in the past two elections.
Right.
Both in the national one, 85% of registered voters in Milwaukee voted, which is huge. I mean, that's like number one in the country. And the one that we just had on April 1st, there was another record turnout.
Right.
I don't think the...
Some places ran out of ballots.
Exactly. I don't think the numbers are officially in yet, but... yeah, Milwaukee turned out more than city officials expected they were going to. And that really shows that there's a desire for this kind of civic engagement mm-hmm. and for people learning about how they can support the causes that are important to them. So we're just kind of riding those coattails and getting excited with them about it.
Now, it's 2025. What are the goals for this year? It's early.
Yeah, it's early, but we've been doing a lot of work. We're kind of trying to see what does civic engagement look like when there's not a huge national election happening, right? That's ultimately what you think of when you first think of civic engagement. And so we're trying to kind of redefine it on both, you know, how does that affect, how do you relate to your government, that civic engagement, but also how do you relate to your neighbor and your neighborhood and your community members? So we're trying to really go into some neighborhoods throughout Milwaukee and meet with people and meet with neighbors and meet with organizations to be like, what do you want to see in your community and how can we work to make that a possibility?
And everybody that listens, they always want to know, how can they get involved with the work that's being done at 1MKE?
So we're still, like I said, we're new, so we're still figuring things out a little bit, but really get in touch with, go to 1mke.org, and we've got our newsletter up there. We're going to be hosting multiple events and sponsoring even more, like the cleanup happening this Saturday. And so figure out about those events and come and talk to us, come and join us. We've got a few events called Civic Buzzes, where we go to a local coffee shop and we'll buy you a cup of coffee. And our main goal for that is just to get people talking to us. Like, what do you want to see in your neighborhood?
Right.
Sit down and have a chat with us. And so if there's any other things like that, anything you can think of that you want to see in your community, we want to hear about it.
And Maddie, you're going to be out at the cleanup.
Absolutely.
This weekend.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Hey, all three locations?
Yeah, at least someone from our team from all three locations.
That's
I think I'm
going to
be
about.
There the whole time, too.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you right now, to learn more, is there a website that they can go to so they can check y'all out? 1MKE.
1MKE.org is our website. Our Instagram and our Facebook are We Are 1MKE. So follow us there as well.
All right. Hey, look, is there anything that you want the community to know about 1MKE that we didn't discuss right?
I don't think so. Other than keep an eye out for us. We're really excited for some of the things that we're going to be working on this year and for years to come. And we want to do it with our community, want to grow with them and do things that I actually want. So reach out to us and talk to us.
What are some of the things that you're seeing with this community now that we can improve on as a community?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things that we're finding when we're just talking to people and talking to a lot of our coalition partners is that there's a lot of really cool stuff out there that people just don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of resources that the city offers, that the library offers. There's a lot of resources that local small nonprofits offer that you can take advantage of. And, you know, the average Milwaukeean just doesn't know about it yet.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really trying to be that resource hub of like...
connecting.
Yeah, getting that connector. There's a lot of stuff out there that we can learn from.
That's sounding powerful. Look, let me tell you something. Anything that y'all need me to do, let me know to make sure that we spread the word, because it's all about spreading the word.
Yep.
And people being about that action.
Absolutely.
Just like this weekend with the community cleanup, you got to be about that action. If everybody do a little, nobody got to do a lot.
I like that. That's very true. Yeah.
Hey, look, I'll tell you this. I appreciate you for coming on the show today, because the one thing we got to do is make sure that we're all doing what we can possible to make the changes that we want to see.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you, Maddie Day, Program Director at 1MKE, sponsor of the Tory Lowe Community Cleanup this year. And I'll say this, thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody in Truth Nation.
I appreciate it.
All right, Truth Nation. When we come back, we'll have more conversation. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next
on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of The Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth app and 1017thetruth.com.
Woo! Y'all know how, right?
Love that on that beat.
Let's go! No masterpiece. Hey. 10 bad babs, then they after me.
Bad.
One bad bad look like a masterpiece. Looking for a dunk like an athlete. Big drip, what you call it?
Big drip.
Ice chain, peeled water.
Ice.
You got the cab, but can't afford them.
Cash.
You got the bad, but can't afford them. Give me the beat, I ride it like a jet ski.
Hey.
So many bad.
101, 7 the Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. Hey, look, we got Ricky on the ones and twos. Benjamin had to get out on assignment. DJ Brother Z out on assignment. Ricky in studio. Look, I'll tell you this. I want to get back to the question of the day. Can a person have more than one love of a lifetime? You know what I mean? If, you know, can you love more one person? Like, if you really think about it, multiple people have multiple weddings. But can you have more than one true love? I want to know, because I see, you know, I see people, they say that the third time's the charm. But I saw something with Lauren London, and we talked about it at the Pop Culture. You know, Lauren London said that, you know, she don't even want to deal with nobody else because the love that she had for Nipsey Hussle was so strong. You know, and that made me wonder, you know, we brought up the conversation that, you know, can a person love be so strong that they don't want to move on to another person after that person passes away, or, you know, after they stop dealing with that person, they just rather be by themselves? I want to know. It's people out there that's doing it right now. If you're doing that right now, if you don't want to deal with nobody else, you had that love, that once in a lifetime, call in 833-212-1017. Let me know what was special about it. I want to know, 833-212-1017, because I'll tell you this. I was told that there was, you know, only a few times in life that you would meet that one, you know. But a lot of people, you know, they say that they met that one, but they was able to move on into the next situation. 833-212-1017. Talk to text 833-212-1017. I got a caller calling in. How you doing? You're on the new 1017 The Truth. Tap in. James? Who do we have on the line? Well, call back. I don't know what's going on with the lines. Call back once again. This is interesting to me. This is very, very interesting to me when we talk about relationships. I know people that's in multiple relationships that have had multiple relationships, and, you know, maybe they searching for the one. Maybe that person was not the one. We go ahead to the lines. James, you're on the new 1017 The Truth. Tap in. I don't know what's going on with that. Call back. Ricky is in the back producing. He'll get you through. If something, I don't know, every time my show come along, maybe a little something a little weird going on with the lines. Keep calling back. Ricky is trying to work and trying to make sure that y'all can come through. 833-212-1017. Talk to text. 833-212-1017. Question of the day. Can you get more than one true love? Is it enough love to go around? I don't know, but we're going to find out on the lines. We got people calling in, but it's not going through. We're going to have to get this little technical ideas going on. Don't stop calling back. Ricky is working on trying to get y'all to come through. Every time we try to plug y'all through, we don't hear anything, but we're going to fix that. But I'll say this while I'm talking, you know, because I'll tell you this. Somebody said, we always said you only get one love. One love, one love. You know, but is it, can you have more than one? Some people are saying that the love that they had, the one love that they had, was so powerful that they really don't want to deal with nobody else. But there's different types of love. I heard that there was a couple different types of love. And you can love people in different ways. There's no one person, you know, if you love another person, you probably love that person for a whole nother different reason. You know what I mean? As we grow, as you're evolving. Types of love. They're saying that it's romantic love. There's a romantic love. This person swept you off your feet. You know what I mean? Zorro. Came in like Zorro. This type of love is typically associated with intimate relationships and can be intense and all-consuming. Romantic. Swooped you off your feet. Then you got a familiar. It's a familiar love, you know. A love, something that's based on family. You're familiar. Fam. The love we feel for family members such as parents, siblings, children, and often a deep-seated, it's often deep-seated and enduring. You know, it's a family type love, like you just, we family, you know, that's familiar. A platonic, that's things that are platonic, sometimes it's platonic, you know, I don't think that platonic has anything to do with relationships, though. I thought platonic meant that there was just friends, you know. And what that's what it is. It's friendships that can be a source of love and connection. Is it possible to have multiple close friends? Yeah, I mean, I think that it's a lot of people that I love as friends, you know. And I think that, you know what? And Christopher in the chat says wrong love. I believe you can love the wrong person. I believe you can. Some people say, okay, the love is right. I believe that you can fall in love with the wrong person. But 833-212-1017, talk to text 833-212-1017. We got a caller on the lines. We've been trying to, it's multiple calls been hitting the lines. I want to know, can you be in love? Can you find multiple loves of your life? Or is it only one? 833-212-1017. I think we got it back. I think we got it back. I think we got it back. Who we got on the lines, Ricky? Okay, so who is the top, the one caller, the top one? We got Ricky producing the show. Ricky working right now. We're trying to get it together. James. You're on the new 101.7. Oh, there we go, James. Brother James.
Outstanding. Well, Tori, let me say this to you. I can honestly say I'm on my third marriage.
Okay.
And I can say that you can honestly have more than one true love, meaning this, that I love each one of my wives truly.
Mm.
And each one of them brings something different to the table, so you can't compare one to another because they're women.
Right. Well, everybody in a different way, you know.
That's right. That's right. And so the true love, it's never up to me personally, you understand. I love them truly, and I'm faithful and all that good stuff like that, you understand. And each one of them brings something different in me out, you understand. And the bottom line is that at the end of the day, it's all left up to you how you feel about that, Tori, you know, the way you look
right.
at it.
And I think that love is only, it depends on what space you're in as you mature, too. At different points
thing, Tori,
in your life. You love different.
Uh-huh.
You mature in love. The way
yes,
you love.
I agree with that. Yes, I agree with that because I can say my wife now has the better of me than my former wife because I've learned more. You know, I've learned it as I've gone along in life, so I've learned more, you know. And here's the thing about love, Tori. The key thing about it is we think sometimes that we know how to love a person, but you actually have to teach me how to love you. Because loving one woman might be holding her hands walking through the mall. Loving another woman might be giving her roses every now and then.
Yeah, it's not all inclusive. Love.
Right, right. Teach me how to love you because we can all assume what love is. Like, I got to teach you how to love me. You understand? Love me might be holding my hands. I'm going to tell you something, Tori. By the grace of God, I turned 66 years old yesterday. I like flowers. I like orchids, as a matter of fact.
Hold on, wait a minute. So you like women bringing you flowers?
I love flowers. I love orchids. That's my favorite flower.
Okay, that's what's up. I never hear about women bringing men flowers.
Man, let me tell you something. And Tori, you notice from going to church, they say, give my flowers while I live.
Oh,
well,
okay, I got you.
It has a lot to do.
It's more of an honorary thing.
The physical flowers so much. There you go, right. You know, so here the thing is that, and the thing is, Tori, you like me, we all, no matter what we do in this life, even the things you do, you want to feel appreciated sometime. And it's a
of course.
Thing.
Of course. It's small things.
I teach you how to love me. I teach you how to love me.
That sounds.
And you teach me how to love you.
And so you saying that, yes, you can have multiple loves of a lifetime.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Because each one of my wives brought something different out of me, you understand? So they all love me differently. I can't compare one to another. I really can't because they love me differently.
They brought different ideas to the table.
Different ideas to the table, different personalities, you understand? My wife right now, she's stubborn. She don't like saying she's sorry, Tori. And she might hear me say, she don't like saying she's sorry. But at some point in time, when I hold fast, she's like, I'm sorry, I love you. You know how they go, Tori. Yeah. But yeah, she's stubborn to come say that I love. And she could be dead wrong, but she, woo, it's not going to say she's sorry.
All right, Brother James now. Hey, I appreciate you for tapping in. Hey, look, when
we
come back.
I love you, Tori. Have a great day,
Hey,
brother.
Love you too, Brother James.
Sir.
Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we got the question of the day. Can you love, can you have one, more than one love of a lifetime? Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
After this, on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, it's party time at Cousin Subs for a limited time only. Cousins is bringing back their famous 2-foot party subs. Whether it's for the big game, family gathering, or work celebration, Cousins 2-foot party sub is sure to be a crowd pleaser. Choose from the club, ham and provolone, Italian special, or turkey. Each party sub is just $39.99, feeds 5 to 8 people, and requires 24-hour notice to order. Order in-store, online, or on their app for a limited time. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. Also, calling all Black-owned business owners and entrepreneurs. Are you looking to share your story and grow your reach? We have teamed up with Associated Bank for our Black-owned business give back each quarter. 4 lucky businesses will have the opportunity to spotlight their brand and journey right here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. To sign up your business for your business spotlight interview, visit blackbusinessgiveback.com. That's blackbusinessgiveback.com. Let's rebuild our community's backbone right here on The Truth. For official rules, head to blackbusinessgiveback.com. Hey, look, we got the question of the day, Truth Nation. I'm going to tell you this. Brother Ricky, get the poll going in the chat. Can you have one, more than one love, real love, one true love? Yes or no? I mean, Brother James said he had 3 true loves. 833-212-1017. That's the question of the day. We got a lot of stories to cover. We got a lot of things to cover in the upcoming hour, but I'm definitely interested because Lauren London said that she don't want nobody but Nipsey Hussle. She don't want no other relationship. I know a lot of people when I was growing up, a lot of women, I was always wondering why they were single. Like, but a lot of them didn't want to move on to another situation because they felt that they had the ultimate situation with somebody that they lost. I'm interested. I see maybe you didn't meet the true love. Maybe you was in love, but you probably didn't have that true love. I don't know. I want to know how you feel about it. I want to know how you feel about it. Once again, there's multiple ways.
I think that you can care about somebody. I think that many times people care. I care about you. You know, I want no harm to come to you. Then I think there's love, where I love you, you know. I like being with you. I enjoy your company. I enjoy the conversations. I love you, you know. But then it's that true love, Ricky. Ricky, have you ever had that true love? Where okay, I can't eat, I can't sleep, I can't live without you. That's that true love. Rick, you know, I'm going to tell you this. When we was coming up, they said you only get one true love, right? That's what they told us. But then you start getting older and you start seeing that as you mature, maybe the love you was looking for when you was in high school ain't the love that you look for as you grow older, right? Because we have matured. We got a little bit more knowledge. We got a little bit more understanding. But I want to know. I see Eddie on the lines. We're going to have to wait. Eddie, you're going to have to wait to the top of the hour, Eddie. We're going to have to wait because, you know, we gotta go. We got to run back to break. How much time we got left, Ricky? Not that much time? Okay, look, Eddie, we're going to get you at the top of the hour. And it's always somebody single that got the answers, Ricky. Look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.